Microphone. Good evening, everyone. I'm Dr. Brian Mitchell. As you know, we're here to celebrate one of the finest educators Willow Crest Unified School District has ever had the privilege of employing, Mrs. Evelyn Peters. Her name was followed by a warm round of applause. A bright spotlight hit Mrs. Peters, who was seated at the front of the room beside Dr. Mitchell. She smiled and waved at the guests, but secretly, she wished she had never agreed to the gathering. Special attention and compliments from her colleagues always made her uncomfortable, and tonight it was just getting started. "I've been asked to say a few words about Mrs. Peters, which is very intimidating," Dr. Mitchell said. "It doesn't matter what I say, because rather than taking any praise to heart, I know she'll only be listening to my speech for grammatical errors." The guests laughed, and Mrs. Peters hid a giggle behind her napkin. Anyone who knew her knew it was true. It's easy to say someone is good at their job, but I know for a fact that Evelyn Peters is an incredible educator, Dr. Mitchell said. Nearly 3 decades ago, long before she became a principal, I was in her first sixth grade class at Willow Crest Elementary School. Prior to meeting her, my childhood had been very difficult. By the time I turned 10, both my parents were in prison, and I was bouncing in and out of foster care. When I stepped into Mrs. Peters' classroom, I could barely read. Thanks to her, by the end of the year, I was reading Dickens and Melville. Many of the guests clapped, making Mrs. Peters blush. Most of them had lived or witnessed similar stories. "We did not get along at first," Dr. Mitchell said. "She pushed me harder than anyone ever had. She gave me extra homework and made me stay after school and read aloud to her. At one point, I was so tired of the special treatment, I threatened to graffiti her house if it didn't stop. The next day, she handed me a can of spray paint and a card with her address and said, 'Whatever you write, just make sure it's spelled correctly.'" The hall erupted with laughter. The guests looked to Mrs. Peters to confirm the story, and she nodded coyly. "Mrs. Peters taught me much more than just how to read," Dr. Mitchell said, and his voice began to break. "She taught me the importance of compassion and patience. She was the only teacher I felt cared about me as much as my grades. She got me excited to learn and inspired me to become an educator. We're very sad to see her go, but had she applied for superintendent instead of retiring, we all know I would have never been hired." Mrs. Peters wiped her glasses to distract the guests from the tears forming in her eyes. Had it not been for this reception, she might never have acknowledged to herself all the differences she had made in so many lives. "Now, please join me in a toast," Dr. Mitchell said, and raised his glass. "To Evelyn Peters, thank you for inspiring and teaching us all. Willow Crest Unified School District wouldn't be the same without you." Everyone in the hall raised their glasses to toast Mrs. Peters. When they finished, Mrs. Peters took the microphone and raised her glass back at them. "Now, please allow me to say a few words," she said. "My late husband was also a teacher, and he gave me the best advice one educator could give to another. So, I would like to pass it along to you in case this is my last chance." Everyone in the hall sat on the edge of their seats, especially the teachers. "As teachers, we must not guide our students to become the people we wish them to be, but elevate them to become the people they were meant to be. Remember, the encouragement we give our students may be the only encouragement they ever receive, so don't use it sparingly. After 25 years of teaching grammar school and my brief administration experience, I can assure you my husband was absolutely right. And since that is the best lesson I could teach you, I'll say for the last time, class dismissed." The conclusion of her speech was met with a standing ovation. After a few moments of applause, Mrs. Peters urged the guests to sit, but it only made them cheer louder for her. The lights were dimmed and a screen was lowered. Dr. Mitchell and Mrs. Peters took their seats and watched as group photos of Mrs. Peters' classes were projected, starting with her very first sixth grade class from almost 30 years before. As the slideshow commenced, the former students laughed at their 11 and 12-year-old selves and the ridiculous hairstyles and clothes they had sported in earlier decades. Especially noted was how little Mrs. Peters had changed over the years. In every picture, the educator's hair, glasses, and floral dresses were exactly the same. It was as if Mrs. Peters were frozen in time while the world changed.